T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, this is Michael Pineda, and Twin Base was started today at 8:30 on WCCO A3 on.
He's pitching tonight, Maxie, for the Twins.
Very nice of him to take some time to do that for us on the radio, especially because he's on West Coast time. So it's, 6:40 there, and he's going to pitch. He's nice enough to call in and do that. That's pretty good.
Hey, by the way, happy birthday, Ken Herbeck. Herbie's having a birthday today. Yeah. I haven't heard what time we're doing the happy hour, but I'm waiting to hear from him.
Herbie, Bud Grant was yesterday, number 92.
Oh, happy birthday, Bud.
Yeah, and in talking to Mike Grant recently, there was talk there. There could be one final garage sale coming up in June.
Well, I don't. I'm guessing there's not much mystery about that.
They're just changing the date this year, I think. So, but yeah, Bud, 92 and going strong, and he sounds great, and it's always good to visit with him, as you know. So, yeah, there's a couple of Minnesota legends, Herbie and Bud.
Yeah, there's been two guys that have been, you talk about great people to meet, and it's a real thrill to get to know both those guys. That's pretty awesome stuff. Hey, Maxie, Twins had a nice win, 3-1 last night.
They sure did, and the way that they're winning in different ways, there's just so many things to admire about this team right now. But they didn't hit home runs last night. They didn't, but they hit one, and that's all they needed. And Miguel Sano didn't have a good game except one at bat, and that's all that matters at this level. Odorizzi was outstanding, had really good stuff, and they've done a pretty good job on Mike Trout here in the four games that they've seen the Angels, which is where it begins and ends for the Angels in terms of their catalyst. And Odorizzi was good, and they didn't let him go into the sixth inning. He didn't get the win, but he gave him a chance. And they had Taylor Rogers sitting there, and because they had blown out the Mariners those first three nights, he had a fresh arm, and he could throw two innings. So they got a big benefit there, and then they finished with Blake Parker. The former Angel was able to come in the ninth inning and get the save. So really a good win, though, from the you look at what they did. They ran a different lineup out there. Krohn wasn't in the lineup. Scope wasn't in the lineup, giving guys a chance to play, and they did just enough to win a game, and that's all signs have just been so positive for this team this year.
Yeah, we'll have the pregame for you 8:30 tonight, and then we'll look forward to the first pitch shortly thereafter. But they're having a good run on the road too, 16-8 and 7-3 in the last 10 games, Maxie. So, and I don't know the story on Nelson Cruz or Mitch Garver when they're coming back. Do you?
I don't yet. I think there'd be anybody. That new injured list is different. So, you get retroactive 10 days and all that. So they made it shorter for these guys. So I would, I just think right now, you're not trying to get greedy or, get ahead of yourself, but you do have a little bit of luxury here in the way that you're playing. And, just like they could bat Sano seventh in the order and Buxton ninth, and they don't have to worry about it. Just let them play back there. They have that same kind of luxury with Garver because Castro's playing so well, and to an extent with Cruz because they've got a lot of guys right now that can DH and fill that void. And Acevedo played first base last night. He can do it. They don't have to hurry anybody back. So Garver's really off to a nice start, though. It'd be nice to see him get back just because he's doing so well.
Well, Kerry, the Wolves press conference live at 10 this morning. I'm sure you'll be there as they name Ryan Saunders the head coach.
Yeah, we're heading that direction. I heard John with Gerson there, the new president of basketball operations. And now let the work begin because they got to reconfigure. I didn't know. He said they can make trades right now. I didn't know that if your team's not in the playoffs. I thought there was some moratorium until you get to a certain place, or at least I guess maybe you can agree to terms. But the first thing they got to try to do is trade Jeff Teague, and then figure out, but only trade him if you get a replacement for him. But I think he's the first one that's got to go. And they tried to trade him at the trade deadline and couldn't get any offers. He's got the $19 million coming his way. He could be a good pickup for some team if he's motivated to play well to get another contract because he's a really good player. But I think Timberwolves have got to cut ties with him if they can because they don't know what they're going to get out of him. And they got to get some people now that they know what they're going to get out of. And if you don't have a point guard that you can count on for 70 games, you're in trouble. And same with Derrick Rose's status. It's hard to bring him back at any number when you don't know how many games he's going to play, as much fun as he is to have on the team. So I think that's where it starts for them, is they got to figure out their backcourt and their guards and then kind of work from there. They know Towns will be there, Wiggins will be there, but they got a lot of work to do.
Mike says good weather for the Super Regional against LSU for the Gopher women.
Yeah, into the 70s, and the Twins will be playing at home again on Friday night as well. So they've got they're back home for the weekend. So, yeah, it really could be a fun Memorial weekend. But the Gopher softball team played really well yesterday. They beat Georgia 8-1, and they've got it going on. They got a nice Minnesota base on that team with Maddie Houlihan. And we mentioned Natalie Denhartong yesterday, and Annie Smith came up yesterday and Annie Miller got a hit at Bloomsy Jefferson, big pinch hit for him. So a lot of those Minnesota kids are starting to service. But the thing that's fun for this team is they're playing at home, and usually you don't get that benefit. Some people would say that they got robbed of that opportunity in years past, but to win in your region extends you to the super region. For people that don't understand, that's now 2 out of 3. And so it's one team comes in, LSU. It's not a bunch of teams, and you just play it in a traditional 2 out of 3. It goes to Sunday if there's a third game necessary. Otherwise, you settle it on Friday and Saturday. And so it's kind of the old traditional classic.
Mike Zimmer going to hire a kicking coach?
He's talked about that. Now, I don't know. I suppose probably a kicker would be who you'd hire as a kicking coach, because it'd be somebody that can. It's almost like hiring a swing coach in golf. Somebody that. Somebody looks at your mechanics, and in the NFL it makes sense because you have special teams coaches, but special teams coaches many times focus on coverage and whatnot, and more so they often don't know kicking and punting. And so the NFL, with all the money they got and no more places to spend it, when he brought that up, I thought, I'm kind of surprised more teams haven't done that yet, because it's such a critical position, and they've got enough money. I mean, what they really need, Dave, is one more coach, right, so they can have, 35?
Yeah, there's not enough, no. No, and then an assistant for that coach, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have an assistant for that coach so he can watch from a different angle.
Somebody in the NFL is making some money. That's all I know.
Somebody's making some money. And I'm going to tell you, the NBA, too. I mean, you talk the numbers that you can afford to have on your books, the mistakes you can afford to make and still make a ton of money is just off the charts right now. They're so well run. Really smart people have figured out how to market these things and take advantage of the internet and international marketing. And in the NBA, my gosh, you can have the worst team in the league and make a ton of money.
I look forward to hearing you tonight, 6:30 here on CCO.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He is Mike Mack, sports here on WCCO at 8:46.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.